Guys, we're back. Janae,
we're Taylor, here. Gang's all here.
The gang is back together.
Taylor,
yeah.
Janae,
here.
Daisha, me present.
It's been a minute or months since we recorded our last podcast. You know, life gets in the way, and we just keep chugging along. So we are here giving.
But good things in life. I feel like.
Yes, I went back to Australia to visit with a friend whose mom was passing away of cancer. So was gone for a few weeks of September. And what else have you guys been doing?
We had people visiting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a blur.
Hey. We did. A couple of our Australian friends came and visited and then left last week. And it's just been a lot. And
yeah,
so
I've been traveling a lot for work.
Taylor's birthday. Oh. Yeah, you've been traveling nonstop.
Yeah, girl.
I'm like, I'm in Washington. I'm here. Come back home.
It is true. And you guys are heading off on adventure soon.
Yeah.
Next week.
In Mexico. Hola.
I'm not going because it is Taylor's family trip and I'm sitting this one out and Daisha's being her plus one.
Yes,
which
true friend
will be fun.
It is gonna be so much fun.
But I'm also not going and okay with it. So we are back to talk. It's really easy to kind of go in depth in podcasts and talk about just life. And I love being real and like authentic to who we are. However, it's also nice to have a little more lightheartedness in this space. And
totally agree.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's kind of important that you know who we are because it creates, I don't know, it helps you guys understand kind of our history with each other and why there is a podcast. We never really discussed.
I think you just dove right in and just like, hey, I'm going to.
Because in the beginning, we had recorded several.
Like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa.
I
dramatic.
On lock. Yeah.
For sure.
We did a rapid fire question. That one's still my favorite.
Oh, yeah. We were delirious. It was late at night. But. Anyways, I just think it's kind of crucial to know who we are and connect with us as people aside from having a podcast and what social media can lead you to believe. So, we're sitting here in my bedroom in Santa Barbara recording on the Anchor app. We're giving it a chance or whatever, trying out something new. So, we don't really know the quality, but we don't really care. We're just here to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're going to dive into history with each other and our favorite things and places and
memories
and our Enneagrams and Myers-Briggs personality types. We're all kind of in this season of seeking emotional health, which is quite a journey. And we're really excited to be in that with each other. So
hashtag therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
invest in it. Hashtag yeah. Go into debt for it. It is just the best thing that anyone can do for themselves. So anyways, I will kind of lead the march. Daisha and I met each other when we were at the ripe age of 13. I played basketball for a homeschool league with Daisha. And we were pretty instantaneous friends. Did a few sleepovers and...
Wait, can I pause for a second? Yeah. Okay, so it's a homeschool league. Mind you, I had been homeschooled practically like my whole life at this
and
time.
And I had never been
And she had never. And so we had no height whatsoever on our team. And I remember we would practice in a church parking lot. So we didn't even play in a gym. I just remember this girl coming and she was just so tall. And I'm like...
I was 6 feet
goodness.
I was like 5'9" when I was 13.
I don't know. I just knew. I was like, this is my prayers have been answered. Oh, like, yeah. We finally
Shaq
have high.
To my Kobe.
Yeah. I was like, Shaq
okay,
and
but
Kobe.
In, on the reverse end, I literally got in the car after practice and started crying. And was like, Mom, I cannot play with these people. They don't know how to play basketball.
Okay, I did. There's other girls that you had
it's
to be
just,
gracious.
You know, I learned quickly. My pride got shot because my dad is like, you're playing whether you like it or not. So... Luckily, we became best friends out of it,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We were undefeated 2 years in a row. And then I went and played at a real school. What? But it was great. It was great fun. And that led to, yeah, mine and Daisha's, the beginning of our friendship, which was, Daisha, 17 years ago.
I know. It's so weird to think about.
It's bizarre.
Even more so for you, right?
No, same time.
Same time?
Same time. Oh. I was just 9.
My goodness.
So that's how Daisha and I know each other. And so we go really far back. We were at each other's sister's weddings. And she's been to Africa with my sister. And just, it's, we are really...
We've just done life together.
Yeah, for a really long time through a lot of seasons of life. Daisha used to work at a construction company, and she'd be awake at god-awful hours, and she would call me early in the morning.
I was
for
a
years.
Driver, and I would always forget. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be a good friend and call my friends.
It's like 6:30 a.m.
No.
7-ish.
I'd call you at like 7:45, maybe 8. I'm like, okay. Oh, for sure she's
well,
up.
Well, anyways.
And she's like, why in the hell would you be calling me at this hour? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought it was like 9 or 10. I'll call you back, no worries.
So that's
and then
you
I kind of just kept doing
yes,
it just because it was funny.
Say, she knew what she was doing after the 15th attempt at 7 a.m. And then Taylor and I, my dad became a pastor at a church in the Inland Empire of California. It's called Chino Hills. And he became a pastor there, and Taylor's family had been attending that church for years, right? By the time we moved there? Mm-hmm. I don't know the actual time frame, but my dad moved to that church when I was 13. Or maybe he came a couple years before, but we didn't really make the move till I was 13, hence why I met Daisha when I was 13. But anyways, met Taylor there. She was at the ripe age of 9. Her older sister was one of my really good friends throughout kind of junior high and high school. And then at the end of, the end of your high school run, essentially.
Not till I was like 17.
Can I just tell you guys this little nuggy story that still blows my mind? So we know at this point my dad passed away when I was 20. I'm talking about the house. My mom allowed me to live in my parents' house. So my mom and sisters moved back to Orange County, which is where we were from, shortly after my dad passed away. And I still wanted to live in the house in the Chino Hills area. And so my mom was like, oh, you can just live in it and have your friends pay me like minimal rent. At the age of 20 years old, I had a house, 4-bedroom house with a pool and a jacuzzi to myself at 20. And so because of that, it brought the kids like Taylor around.
Or I would tell my parents I was there.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's another story. I didn't know that was happening, Viv and Ken, if you listen. So I had this house and had girls just kind of like living in the space. And
I never lived there, though.
No, but one of the girls, Becca, was super good friend of Taylor's. And I obviously had known her all these years and had gone to family functions, had been...
missions trips.
Yeah, oh yeah, been to Mexico with her family more than my own family. And just had kind of been a part of the same community. But Taylor was always just enough younger that it was kind of weird. Like, if I was a senior and she was a freshman, it was kind of just a little too weird. And so... when she became a senior, in high school, she kind of came around and more, and we became close friends. And then her and Daisha, I guess, knew each other before.
Yeah, I think, because I've known Natalia from you and
when I knew,
from
like,
Felicia
Ashley
and
Ronnie.
Yeah, so I have a younger sister that they kind of all hung out.
She's
and I remember Taylor. I was like, oh, she's just the cutest like girl ever, because she had like
so
her
sweet.
Long hair. And I'm always like, Ronnie, you should, Ronnie, you should hang out with her. She's just like the cutest thing ever. And then I think we would hang out. I think with our younger, my younger siblings.
I'd go to like your family's parties.
Yeah, family birthday celebrations. And then I think I remember like actually really going to something for you. It was like, I think you were going on a Haiti missions trip. And you had like a poker
night.
Yeah. And I was like, she's seriously so cute. So, and I think that's when it was like, all right, I like her a lot.
I'm just a little sister.
She's not a little girl. I was like, she loves missions. I love mission.
And then flash forward to 2011, I moved to Santa Barbara. I lived in Orange County a couple of years prior to that, but then left Newport and moved up here and didn't think that anybody would come here, not because I didn't want them to. It wasn't even in my thought process. And so Taylor went to hair school, and then when she finished, I was like, hey, I have a friend that's looking for an assistant at a salon in town. would you ever want to live here? And literally 10 days later, she had moved in.
No, yeah. Nuts.
It was literally nuts. And so she's lived here since...
Are you still shocked by that, that you did such a drastic change?
Yeah.
Like, what was in your mind process? Why did you, like...
That's just how, like, if I have an idea, like, I want it done yesterday. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And I got my license on a Wednesday, moved here on a Thursday, and started in the salon on a Friday.
Yeah.
It just happened real quick.
Yeah. Like, and I was like, if things are going to work out that well, then it has to be for a reason, you know?
Yeah, I love that about you.
Yeah, and so she moved up here, and then... How many months later? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 months later, Daisha and her sister Ronnie, who has moved to New York early last year, but and is thriving there. But we all, then Daisha and Ronnie moved up as well. And I had been asking Daisha for years, like, yeah, move up. And
I helped you move here.
Yeah, Daisha helped me move into my first house in Santa Barbara, which is another story, another day. But we... Yeah, so she agreed to move up and then was like, hey, Ronnie wants to move too. I'm like, let's do it. And so we all lived together for years. A year and a half.
It was like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. A year and a half and...
Almost two, probably.
It was the best of times. It was the worst.
Yeah, it taught us a lot. I would say...
a lot about each other in that year and a half.
And I got my little saying, I love us because of that. Yeah, because when we're all together, it literally was like just camp or just like a girl's sleepover, like, constantly. It was just like the best.
And yeah, it was a lot of things.
When we were all together, I'd just be like, I love us, guys. Even when we're arguing, I was like, I just love us.
We had a lot of fun, but also thankful for the season that we're in now and what we learned then. And so, yeah, we've been kind of flying, the three of us, since January 2017. Mm-hmm. And we've had, I feel, probably some of the craziest, almost 2 years. That's weird. It's almost been 2 years. Yeah. Almost 2019.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Year and 10 months, but whatever. Almost 2 years with us, and I feel like a lot has happened in that amount of time, and a lot has changed. We've changed a lot. Mm-hmm. We are pursuing different things. We all have literally different jobs,
mm-hmm,
than when we started. And
same field, but yes, yeah.
Well, just you, though.
Yeah. Dang it.
Tell us what you do.
What do I do? I work at a doctor's office in town. He owns his own practice. What? I am a professional vampire. Phlebotomist. I love saying that.
And when we're out and she tells assistant. People, they do not know how to respond.
Well, because when I say phlebotomist, they think something else. And then I'm like, no, I don't do that. And anyways. Yeah, so... They're like, what is a phlebotomist? What? And I'm like, I draw blood, a vampire, professional. And so it's just easier to say that. But I absolutely love it. Yeah, I absolutely love my job, who I work for, and even my staff, the employees I work with, my coworkers.
Well, she always calls her roommates.
Yeah, I
don't get it twisted.
I know. I called them my roommates.
They do not have to live with you.
I know. They
don't
get. I was like, my roommate today said my hair looks long. I mean, my coworker.
Get it together.
I know.
You probably spend more time with them a week than you do with us.
I know. You. Yeah. Yeah, I work. Well, yeah, almost. No. Well, kind of. We spend a lot of time together.
I know, I'm shook that we're not sick of each other.
Yeah, but Janae, what do you do right now? Because you don't have the same job.
I know. Well, I don't know why I just said it like that. But
I mean, I'm excited.
I know, I'm so excited. You guys, my goal in 2018 was to be fully remote by the end of the year. And as of October 1st, I am 100% remote.
Yes, yes. Pat on the back.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Previously, I was a personal assistant to high-profile clientele, which is... just fancy jargon for celebrities and such. And I am thankful for the opportunities that gave me, but I was sick of it. And so I have not looked back and not missed it. I miss some aspects of it. Guess what aspect?
The people? Like,
no. I don't know. The money.
Oh.
Sweet day. I thought for sure that'd be the first thing you'd say.
Oh, the money? Well, because not like the last person you worked for. Still. She was a great person.
Yeah.
Anyways. The money.
The money, yeah. But I am trusting and thankful and hopeful for what's to come. And Yeah, so I'm just excited to be fully remote. But what are you doing remote? What are you doing? I am managing, I started a boutique talent agency called State and Valerio. State and Valerio has kind of been just around, and that is just what it is, and it's kind of, I found this little niche that wasn't being met as well, I mean, as far as I could see, with kind of like the family aspect. And so I'm managing a musician that's on tour right now, as well as managing a local artist who does lettering, and she actually did the lettering for the Life of Janae and Friends podcast, and love them both, and all about that female empowerment movement and working together. Yeah.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, it's just really exciting, and back on email land full time, mm-hmm. and phone calls and connecting and reaching out, and you know,
I thought you said emo land. And I was like, what the heck is that? Email land.
Also, could we just acknowledge, I hope you guys can hear this buzzing. Our neighbors never make noise, and I swear they are sawing in our backyard right now.
Yeah, literally.
So if you can hear it, do forgive us, but that's just, you know, just it's just real. And to the hodgepodge of all things creative,
yes.
Found it to Tay.
Tay.
Tell us, what in the heck do you do?
All of them. Well, every single one of them.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
It's not.
Today was jewelry designer and owner of my own business.
What's it called?
The General Collective. Look us up. Yeah. Give us a follow.
Us,
it's just me. It's
and her personalities.
Yeah. No. Dude, she kills it on the jewelry making game.
We are literally wearing her jewelry
like,
as we...
head to toe, always. And people, I'm like, this is the General Collective. My earrings, my necklace, bracelet. We love it, too. She does, in jewelry.
And love.
And love.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and when you're not doing jewelry...
I also nanny occasionally. It's kind of... it's something I've done for years, since I was, like, 12. And I just love the family that I've... been nannying for since I moved to Santa Barbara four and a half years ago. So I just can't give them up. I love them so much. I also am a low voltage technician.
Wait, what? What the
literally,
heck is that?
I think you said Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville is just like a...
You freak.
Wait, how does one get into low voltage?
I love when you say, how does one? That's one of my favorite things.
How else would I use one?
Like
how else would I ask that?
How does somebody get involved in
okay, I guess you could ask it that way too.
It's a family business. Again, it's just for the money. My dad owns an electrical company and he needed help. And I was like, well, I can do it. And working on a job site is very interesting.
Can I tell him your attire, like what you wear?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because she has to, like, wear...
She has to dress like a literal dude.
But she looks like Kim Possible, because she has her Doc Martens on. With, like, what were they, like...
Blue, cargo pants.
Yeah, cargo pants. And then she had, like, a V-neck board t-shirt. And she had it tucked in with her toolbox. I was like, you look like Kim Possible.
And her hair and braids. And a hard hat, occasionally.
Yeah, you can't wear your hair
and goggles.
No glasses.
Okay, same thing.
Eye protection, it's literally the worst. But it's...
She's also met her current boyfriend on site.
No.
I was like, what? I did?
I was like, what?
Prophetic, you know.
I don't know if I want those kind of guys.
Yeah, those are... Never mind. Yeah. Anyways.
So
but
she
wait,
kind of...
she does more than that.
Oh, I also do...
Hair.
No, I was talking about the other thing, but yes.
Oh, okay.
AutoCAD.
I know.
She whispered. I don't know what she said.
I also do, like... And I do plans, like, not engineering, but it's kind of what it is.
She loves saying that word. Why do you love it so much?
AutoCAD?
Yes, she loves
because
it.
Because it's, like, it's so cool that she's able to, like, redo these plans. Like, I feel like, I think that's a cool thing.
Oh, I mean, power to you, Tay. I couldn't wear as many hats as you do as well.
Yeah, it's, like, techie stuff. Electrical, like creative. It's like, nuts. Everything. And then you do hair on top of that.
You gotta hustle.
Especially in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, literally.
I thought about selling my eggs.
I did too.
Yes. You're kidding.
No, I literally looked into it. Because a girl approached me at work one time.
What?
I know. And then she was like, but then, you told me. Yeah. You're like, but then you have a baby.
I researched it.
It's your children.
I know.
Okay,
that's
well,
all I was
sometimes
like.
Sometimes it's for research. But no, anyways, let's
but
talk
about she's like, you'd have a baby with
okay,
somebody.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Anyways, sorry.
Anyways. So that's kind of who we are, what we do. We all go to church together. We're all involved in community, pretty much the same community at some degree together. You guys, we love like family, but we also fight like family. I feel like there is no greater, how do you say it?
Joy.
You learn a lot when you live with your best friends.
Oh, yeah.
About yourself and about them. And I feel like if you could live with your best friends for a long time, it's going to make you a better person eventually. Because we just challenge each other, unlike just living with random, you know, roommates. You kind of learn the buttons to push and not to push. And sometimes you choose to push the buttons you shouldn't push. And...
Sorry, they probably cannot hear what's happening outside.
No, but our neighbors are literally sawing. And it is 6 p.m. on a Wednesday evening. Like,
that is so
bizarre.
I don't
really understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, I can't even focus. Anyways, so, yeah, we've been through a lot. We've traveled together a lot. We've been through breakups together. I feel like anything...
Lost together.
Yeah, I don't really remember life before them, which I guess is a great gift, but... And do you guys know they say if you've been friends with someone for longer than 7 years, or, like, the 7-year mark, if you're still friends with them, the chances of you being friends with them forever is, like, it is, like, 99% if you make it to the 7-year mark.
Oh, yeah. That was the
easy
mark.
I know,
mark.
That was literally...
Yeah, that was, like, 21.
You were older than that. I know. 23, boo-boo.
At the 7-year mark?
Oh, yeah,
no,
not
no,
the
7-year no,
mark.
Yeah.
You're right, 20, sorry.
Whoa, do the math. Just kidding.
But anyways, we kind of, we just want to share stories about traveling together, living together, literally doing everything together.
It's so awesome,
What's
though.
Your favorite memory?
Yeah.
Like, collectively or separately?
I mean, you could give both.
Like a funny one.
Like maybe traveling or funny memory here in the house. I mean, there is so many. And you have videos probably of half of them.
Yeah. I'm on that record real quick.
Yeah, she's all about that.
I think my favorite memory would probably be selfishly, but last year, Deja and Taylor threw me a surprise birthday for my 30th birthday.
That was so... Okay.
And I had absolutely zero clue.
Literally
no clue. Like, I wasn't dressed cute, and...
Yes, you were. We made sure you were.
I really wasn't.
You were in all black. How can you go wrong?
I know. It's magic, but still... And in my head, in my world, is that I am a forward thinker just from, like, jobs, and I'm very task-oriented. And so, we were going to Mexico last year for my birthday, and so that was, like, plenty of planning that had taken. So I didn't even think of anything. And Taylor had
Taylor,
once mentioned
what,
it.
What did she say
no,
about
she asked.
Us throwing her a party?
No, I didn't ask. It came up in conversation, and you had said Deja would never be able to surprise me.
Like, and we were like, challenge accepted.
Yeah, and I literally had no clue. And then to walk into a house full of 40 or so of your closest friends.
Even people that lived far. We, like,
yeah, that's
rallied.
What kind of... That's what overwhelmed me. I have this friend who tours, like, 9 months out of the year, and she had messaged me that day and been like, I'm so sorry to miss your birthday weekend, like, would love to celebrate you, I'm only home for 72 hours, and she was out in the middle of nowhere at this time, and when I saw her face, when I walked in the house, I started weeping.
Immediately
crying.
Like ugly crying. Just kidding, she says that about me.
She does. And then as soon as I walked inside and saw how far people had come from to celebrate me, I don't know if I've ever felt that loved in my life. And that was a great memory, because then I started realizing all the signs that pointed to that was happening. Daisha lied to me.
No,
freaking out and panicked and sweating because of time.
And I think this is at the time where you weren't really working, so you were home.
No, I just left.
She had
my
just
job.
Left person. Yeah. Yeah. So it was like literally impossible.
At night,
yeah,
like,
literally
had
the
I
fan
had no
on.
Clue.
You're like, I'm like, this is the only time we could talk because we were literally always together, and like I don't want to text her and Janae be with Taylor, and so we were literally that week. We're stressing out, like, nonstop. And then trying to get her to the house because I knew if I try to, like, oh, like, an easy excuse, like, oh, I left something at the house, you'd be like, it's okay, you don't need it. And I'd be like, oh, well, this. And then I'd have to think of another lie, so I use, like...
She did really good. And yeah. So that was one of my favorite memories, definitely of the last year, but I would say of the last significant amount of time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I would, I mean...
Okay, now one just with us.
Like, individually?
Memory. No. Oh, no. Just us together. Or with the ride or dies.
I honestly think that the first time we went to Tulum...
Oh, that
was magic. In 2016. Wasn't it 2015? Yeah. 2016. I think Tulum, if you follow me on socials, you will know, has a special place in my heart. I'm constantly and consistently trying to get there forever and never leave. It's my favorite city I've ever, like, vacationed
More than
in.
Paris?
Not... Vacation's different than traveling, like trips.
Yeah,
okay.
Paris or Sydney, Australia, they're my two top favorite big cities, but you wouldn't go there to vacation. You would go to a tropical destination. That's a trip. That's not vacation. So Tulum would be my favorite vacation destination. I would want to live there extensively if I could. And yeah, the girls had never really heard of Tulum, and we were all we were like, let's go somewhere. And so I was like, you guys, I've wanted to go to Tulum forever. I've heard great things about it. And they were like, I don't know, like Mexico, well, like you guys. And I showed them one photo of a cenote, which is this underground cave, sunken limestone thing. And it's beautiful and natural and... it just literally, you'll never see something like it in your life. And they were like, let's go. And so I booked everything and planned everything and it just worked out really well. And then we met these three.
Did it work out really well? We spent the first day.
Oh. Yeah, it worked out really well.
I mean, over time, our Airbnb was a disaster, but you know, they quickly fixed the situation, but we just kind of spent the whole first day figuring it out, which was kind of hectic. But we met these three Dutch guys who just turned, it just like added to the experience, and we swam with turtles, we laughed a lot. Yeah, and that's collectively, and then I will have to add that last year for my 30th birthday, also, when I was 9 years old, I really wanted to be a dolphin trainer, and it was my childhood dream, and it probably lasted until I was of age to understand that that's probably not the best gig for somebody, but Daisha took me to be a dolphin trainer for a day and when we were in Tulum. We got to spend 8 hours in water with dolphins, literally... Yeah. Doing everything. They pushed us with their feet. We got to ride
multiple dorsal fins.
We got to ride
them.
Everything you can imagine we got to do with them. And our...
For 8 hours. Like, I was shocked at how much. Like...
Oh, it was hands down one of the best days of my life. I was crying so hard after my contact popped out because they gave us these honorary dolphin trainer for a day, like plaques and with our names on them. And I was undone. I don't know if I've ever been that happy for that extensive amount of time. And yeah, they let me command what the dolphins. Oh, you guys, I could just tear still thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I would say those are top three favorite experiences or memories or anything.
So. Yeah, it's seriously so hard to pick just one.
So you do, it's your turn.
Dang it. Well, can I just piggyback off of some of yours and then I'll add some of mine?
You do you.
Well, I'm gonna say Tulum for sure when we went the first time. I was just literally a memory that came to mind. It's just because I love doing life with you guys, and we literally laugh at the most just dumbest things or just constantly scaring each other or just making a fool of one another. And I remember I fell asleep on the couch, and like when I fall asleep, I'm like dead weight. And I remember Janae just picks me up and starts carrying me to the bedroom because my sister and JJ are trying to do pranks on me, and I like pat her on the back like thank you.
No,
so
you had your hand around my neck like a little child with a parent, and then you just, I think you said, thank you so much, you're my best friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. But I felt like if I was wasted, that's what I would feel like. But I wasn't. I was just so tired.
Sober as can be.
Yeah, and then Taylor protecting me. Was it? Because I shared. They were trying to. There was a huge spider, and they were trying. No, you're right. They're still trying to fake.
There was a spider.
Yeah, they were just scaring. But just.
We moved the bench in front of the door so they couldn't get in.
Yeah, she protected me. But yeah, there was just so many fun memories on that trip. And yeah, the boys definitely made it even more so, and just like the craziness of them and the cenotes.
Can I just say for a sec, the best part of the guy, how we met these boys.
Oh yeah.
We were on a tour and of the Mayan ruins. And so you had to go to like English speaking, Spanish speaking, or like French or something was the third one. So obviously we went to an English speaking tour guide, and I saw these three guys, and they were all like 6'3" plus. You could, I thought they were Spanish because they were tan.
I literally looked at you and I knew right away.
Looked at me, I was like, I literally looked at Deja and I said, guaranteed they're gonna hang out with us today.
And I was like, no, don't do it.
I walked straight up to one of them and I was like, I don't remember what I said, but they ended up extending their trip and staying a couple extra days to hang with us, and we're still in contact with them. They're good guys, and just literally amplified our trip and made it so memorable, and went to the cenotes with us. And there's nothing like traveling with men. Like, it just is like presents this level of security and safety, and to meet good guys. They were all best friends, two of them were brothers, and yeah, they just came. They got one of them picked up JJ, one of our best, and threw her in the pool fully clothed, and they just, yeah, it was just the best. And so,
yeah, I think just Tulum will always have a special place in our heart, because even just the second time, like, it just keeps getting better each time, and I don't think I could ever get tired of the cenotes. They're, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and also Australia for my birthday, selfishly, that was pretty amazing. The girls.
That was this year in June.
Yeah, that was this year in June for my 30th. And so my sister, Taylor, Janae, and then our other friend, JJ, was supposed to come, but she told me she couldn't. And Janae was the only one that knew that she was going to surprise us at the airport. And so Janae's like, let me take a photo, a picture of you guys, or video of, like, our adventures, you know? So all of us thought, like, because she had told us, like, hey, I can't pull it through. I'm not going to be able to come on this trip.
Her aunt actually passed away.
Yeah.
Her cousin.
And so I was just like, no, I totally understand.
And when you're, like, at the airport, you're
like, you really know, like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, man. And she surprised us so good. And we
you
had
can go back on my Instagram.
Yeah, her highlights or whatever. But yeah, so that was just great having us all together, because I think Tulum was the last time that we all did a trip together. But yeah, so that was an amazing trip. There were so many fun memories on that, and just seeing all our friends from Australia. But yeah, I think our favorite memories together, there's just so many. I just love just us being together and like laughing at the most random things. Whether it's us wrestling, I don't know what to do. Like, it's just, we just made, I can't even talk. Anyways, on that note, Taylor, favorite memories, highlights.
I think one of my favorite memories is when 2 years ago we went to Europe for the first time together. And we had one day to go to Versailles in Paris, and we Uber out there, and it is the coldest, windiest, rainiest day.
And you're like, I'm not gonna wear my big sweater.
Yeah. I was like, I don't need a sweater. I just had a jean jacket on, and it was just so cold. But I think we laughed the most that day. We rented a golf cart.
Yeah.
No, this is the best part. You know, you're like balling on a budget, but you still want to enjoy yourself. Like, when I travel, I like hate when people are like, I can't afford that. It's like, why are you traveling? So we see this golf cart. It was like 60 euros, right? Or 46 euros?
No, it was like 30 bucks.
Oh, okay. Whatever it was, is in euros, though, yeah, right? And so we see the thing, and we look at each other, and without even saying anything, we're like, let's go get the golf cart.
But at that time, it wasn't raining, right?
It was just drizzling. Windy and drizzly. And
it was freezing, right? It was freezing cold.
And Paris, not a lot of people February. Had golf carts, so we just felt like queens.
No, people were staring at us like we were the freaking Kardashians.
It was so good.
And Janae just was having a hard time with the mats.
Oh my gosh, that's like...
You know, there's two types of people. People who read maps and people who can't.
And I have can't. She cannot. And so Taylor is driving. Ooh. And was like, hey, like, help me find, we're trying to find one castle or whatever. And she's like, Taylor, you know I don't, my brain doesn't operate in maps.
Okay, Deja, it's literally Deja's favorite story of my life. And I'm like,
go look at my highlights. It's on there.
Oh, Lord. You don't have
any. I know.
Special girl.
I was a joke.
Anyway, we just laughed a lot while driving.
I fell 17 times that trip.
The most, like,
I got her doing the stinky lick.
Yeah, it was just fun.
Went to the Messi football game.
Yeah.
Barcelona.
That was a bucket list thing to go see. Messi, like, play. Yeah. Just to go a professional football or soccer game.
Yeah, and also if you're not, even if you aren't a soccer / football, as they call it there, football fan, go and see a game if you're ever in Europe. It is another
just the energy level
experience. I've been to countless sports games in America. They don't even remotely compare. It wasn't even sold out, and there was 78,000.
I don't know. Yeah.
They're like, it's a smaller game. There's only 78,000 tonight, and I'm like. Oh my gosh, it was
and we the had energy. Really good seats, and Messi scored the winning goal in the 89th minute, and the crowd was insane.
I could live on that high
forever. They have, like, a section where they're people just chanting and, like, jumping up and down the whole time. They're just singing. I'm like, dang.
So anyways.
Yeah, I think traveling with your best friends is, like, such a gift.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot about each other when traveling. Your points of a conflict and breakdowns and stuff like that, but the good always triumphs the bad.
Yeah, lack of sleep, we're bound to get.
Yeah, I got sick as a dog when we went to Europe last year and had to go to. Whoa. Yeah, had to get checked out. It was just, you know, those are all experiences. They all add to the overall experience, but yeah, we were gonna go back to Europe next year. And it's we're going to Paris in the spring.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for Juju's birthday.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, so we're just excited to be together.
Mm-hmm. If you had to pick, like, the best part of living with us, like, what would it be? Like, us living together.
Like, I always say this. I feel like it's so rare to come home and feel like we're a unit, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like... people can try to attack and stuff like that, but it's like our line has already been drawn in the sand years before mm-hmm. these friendships here existed. Not in a negative way, but there's just that foundation that is very rare in people our age to be friends this long, to be as close as we are. And, like, remember last year when I just, like, came home crying that one time and I was like, what we have is so rare. Oh, yeah. Because I feel like it is. It just... friends like us or for each other
That's when your mom left, huh?
Yeah, like come once in a lifetime. And it's hard to do friendship well, especially when we're all on our own emotionally healthy journey, you know? And it's really easy to like throw the towel in when it gets hard. But I think it's great. Like, we definitely challenge each other. We cry with each other. We get mad at each other. We get frustrated. But there's that underlying love that...
like safe space to, like...
yeah, to be like, stop or keep going or... you know what I mean? Like, just to communicate effectively, but knowing that everything is laced in love. I just feel laced with love. I just think that it's so rare, and the older I get, the more I realize that. And, yeah, I feel like that's the best... that's my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. It's just knowing we're in each other's corner for life.
Yeah.
And it's like that saying, like, we know too much now, like, about each other. Like, you know too much. And so we could never not be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that with, you know, us and then the others of our
Bright
front advice. Rows. Yeah. Column, yeah.
What do you think we fight about the most?
Cleaning. What do you guys think we fight about?
I don't think we fight. That's the thing. I'm like, I'm just so easy going. But it's probably maybe.
Not for long.
Why not?
Because you're on a healing emotional journey.
I know, but...
you're going to fight back one day.
I'm still easy going. I don't think that's one thing I feel like... that's what I was trying to think. Like, even when we're upset with each other or something's bothering us, like, we don't allow it to affect us. Like, we don't hold grudges where it's like, hey, let's fix this or, like, let's Like, I know for myself, like, I want to resolve the situation where it's like, hey, like, what you said hurt me or whatever. Yeah, like, so we don't go to sleep, like, upset and angry. We're just like, no, like, let's move past this because I love you as a person. And this is so, like, not worth our friendship or any of that. So, but, yeah, I think for me, the best part of living with you guys is, like, I think you guys both challenge me in ways. Whether it's verbally or just the way you live your life, you know, like whether it's work or family or, you know, communicating things. But I feel like you guys have challenged me so much in the last 3 years living, like, you know, because I'm like, oh, I never thought I would ever move out. And even moving out was like a huge risk, but I'm so glad that I took that risk. And it's just been so good. Like, I've been challenged in who I am, my walk with the Lord. There's so many things.
I've grown so much.
Oh, too. I feel like I've grown like leaps and bounds. Like, so, yeah, it's just been amazing. And, but, yeah, and I feel like my love for you guys just gets stronger too. Like, where it's like,
she's the sweet one. Okay, Tay.
Wait, what?
Best thing. Wait, what?
Best thing about living with us.
Yeah. And that we could laugh. I love that we laugh. Sorry, I'm still going. I'm just.
Oh, you guys, I laughed harder yesterday than I've laughed probably in the last year and
a half. It's Taylor's turn.
Well, just to say, Taylor got her fingers stuck in a tripod and didn't know what to do. And for some reason, I laughed for 45 minutes. And then when I was telling Daisha, I cry laughed again. And I could actually make myself cry laugh right now thinking about it. Because she just said, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, Lord. Anyways, that was yesterday. So
I survived, though.
Your finger might be still a little pinchy, but
So
I think my favorite thing is having, like, a safe place where, like, there is no judgment. You're, like, free to be who you are and not. And wear no pants. Not, like, be insecure about your body.
Taylor literally is queen of no pants club. I, like, don't really walk around the house that often with no pants. But Taylor's like, if 6 p.m. comes, no one's here, pants off. If not, before.
I just feel, like, freedom to be, myself. And can tell you guys anything. And talk about anything. And be emo or be, like, however. And know that there's no judgment. So to have, like, that safety, I think, is unmatched. Like, can't ask for anything more in a friendship.
And I think we all are excited to come home. Like, I feel like I never feel like, oh, I don't want to go home. Like, I'm excited to see each one of you guys. Like, you never. Like, you're like, I love this. But, yeah, I'm like, what are the girls doing? And
even when our friends were visiting, they're like, is this, like, we were like, oh, let's go grab dinner. Like, oh, we're going to meet Daisha for lunch. Like, do you guys do that often? Like,
they said that?
Yeah. They're like, is this normal? And I was like, yeah. Like,
how do you not know?
I need to start cooking, though, more because we were eating a lot. Yeah. But it was crazy. I have some spaghetti squash I need to make, too.
Okay. If you want. Thank you.
Cool story.
Cool story.
But anyways, yeah, we're not perfect at being friends, but we just push through. Love each other.
Challenge each other and work through it.
Yeah, and admitting mistakes and learning to love each other better is just a great gift. And we all, have, I mean, I always say, like, we'll never have these years back. Yeah. Like, it's such a gift that we've been given them already. And every day is, like, a gift that we all get to spend it with each other, you know?
Yeah. And I think that we love each other through that lens of the Lord. Like, you see all of our flaws, you know, and, like, you still, like, I'm choosing to still love you, even though, like, you're messed up in this, and you need to work in that. It's like, no, I'm going to help you through it, and I'm going to love you. And I could say that for all of us, like, that's why I'm like, I'm just so challenged by each one of you guys. But, yeah, it's going to be so crazy when we don't live together. But I am, like, so excited when that happens. But
thanks, Dave.
I'm just saying, like, we're as single as a. Yeah, anyway, that's another topic.
Any single boys listening to the podcast, slide into those DMs. I'll pass them along.
Oh my gosh!
But, yeah, it's just, we just love each other a lot, and we just have so much, have done so much life together.
Do you think our personalities?
Yeah, so we can elaborate later, because I feel like we've already gone quite a long time. Quite a long time. But actively, Daisha and Taylor are in therapy, as well as I still am in contact with my therapist, and I meet with a mentor about once a week. And because I did therapy for a long time prior to them being here, and then even went, you know. But anyways, you kind of phase out of intentional therapy at a point. So they're actively in therapy pursuing.
And love it.
Yeah, I literally.
Never would have thought I would. I'm like, what would I have to talk about? Sorry.
And if I could say one thing that I'm so thankful for is that they received the push that I was like, everyone should go to therapy. And I mean, it even transcends just us, like, in our families and therapy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to speak to somebody. Their therapist is a Christian woman. My therapist is a Christian woman. We're not, like, on medication. It's not like a psychologist where we're like, we're depressed or anything like that. It's literally opening up a conversation about why past wounds can affect us now and what we can do to basically be the best version of ourselves in a really healthy, biblical way, while loving each other and loving who we are and loving who God is to us and loving our past and excitement for the future, and just basically not letting everything, like the weight of the world, just drag you down, and learning how to combat that pressure that you feel as a woman, the pressure that you feel as a Christian woman, the pressure that you feel just being human. It's just can get to be a lot. So if you're thinking about going to therapy, I've been in therapy on and off for the last decade of my life, and it has completely changed who I am. 2.5 years ago, I didn't even know boundaries existed. I didn't even know how to operate in them, and I have fully turned my life around, and now I am learning to operate in boundaries that I literally didn't know existed. And again, I learned that at 27, 28 years old. There's just so much to learn. I feel like I still have so much to learn. I listen to podcasts all the time and read books. I'm currently reading The Road Back to You, which is a book about Enneagrams, and Everybody Always by Bob Goff, which I literally have to put down often because I am weeping in it. So if you're looking for books, I highly recommend those too. But yeah, in a separate podcast, we'll get more into Enneagrams. I am a 2 with a 3 wing. Taylor is a...
I'm a 9 with a 1 wing.
And I am a 2 with a 1 wing.
Which makes sense because you guys are similar. So there has
to be. And we are similar too. In some way.
That's another podcast for another day.
What's your Myers-Briggs?
ENFP.
Tay?
I think I'm an INFJ.
And I am an ISFJ.
Yes, this is true.
You're the only E.
Yeah, I'm an extrovert at the fullest extent. I think it was like 98%.
You're extroverted enough for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. When you're not here, we'll be like, classical music. Let's just read a book.
We're here. But I would say, you could take free, it's called Myers-Briggs, tests online. And it really, really helps, especially in therapy, to know that, I feel, because, and as a house, like, the more we know about each other and the way each other's heart and minds operate, the better we can love each other.
Yeah, I heard it described as a roadmap to empathy. Mm-hmm. Empathy for yourself and for others. Like, I was like, whoa, that's such a cool way to think about it.
Right.
Like, it's not to define who you are, which it helps, like, you kind of realize why you do things or, like, how you react to things, but it really is just to help you understand yourself.
Why, and also, too, ways that you could break the norm that you've been doing your whole life. Yeah. These are patterns that you've been doing because that's all you've known, but now that you literally are aware of why you react in certain ways, you'd be like, whoa, 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 I'm doing this because of
and
this.
And I can change it.
And I'm gonna choose to change that. Like, you're it's so really much more mind blowing. Yeah, you're just, your mindfulness of it is just like, oh, wow.
And I feel like there's nothing more attractive than a self-aware human being. Mm-hmm. And knowing the space that they're in and how to properly engage in conversation and to be able to love others from a place of, I say, overflow instead of depletion. Like, that is all being self-aware, and it's such a gift, I feel, that we can give other people, and not masking problems with, God is good, we just have to trust in Him, which we believe full and wholeheartedly, but also getting down to, like, the knit and the grit.
Nitty-gritty.
Yeah, and, like, figuring out why, yeah, what triggers we have in each other, or what we cause, and my thing was relationally with guys, like, why that has happened for so long, and being able to move past it and heal from emotional dependency and codependency. And the girls are actively learning about codependency and what it looks like and how to overcome it. And it's just such a gift that we can give ourselves above anything, but also the people around us. And so I'm excited that as we continue doing the podcast to dive deeper into
each one of these topics.
Yeah. And get further educated in the Enneagram. I've listened to a podcast about it. I'm reading a book about it. And I don't think it's the end all be all. I think that it's a guideline to basically, yeah, as Taylor said, to just know yourself better and just love people better. But yeah, I don't think it's like, oh, this has to resonate with me wholeheartedly or it's not true. It's just a
Yeah, so fun if you read some of concept. It, not everything's us, but yeah, you'll get to know us.
Anyways, we are thankful for the space that we have and the freedom we have to say kind of how we feel and to share who we are and why we do what we do and yeah, just our lives, I guess, on this platform. And coming up next on the podcast forecast is we will be doing a multi-series. I'm not sure if it'll be 3 or 4 podcasts, about narcissism and what that looks like, what I've learned from it. We'll be having a guest on the podcast that runs a narcissistic survivor website and is also a narcissistic survivor herself. And I just think it's a conversation that we as women and as women who love Jesus should open up and allow people into. Taylor and Daisha have probably had experience with narcissists, but I have firsthand experience with multiple. And I think that it's of no mistake that I have had these relationships so that I can openly explain them from a standpoint of experience rather than just what I've read.
Yeah, shed light to people that are unaware of what's happening.
When you feel crazy in a relationship and all the stuff that can transpire from being with a narcissist. So we're excited for that. But again, we wanted to have a little...
Just get to know us and...
Fun. Get to know who we are. Get to know our vibes and why we do what we do and what we do and just all of the things.
Yeah.
And so always, if you have any questions... comments, concerns, leave us a review,
please. Or even if you want a certain topic that we might have mentioned.
Yeah, grief, narcissism and grief are two that are for sure things, and we definitely want to do one about travel, more in depth about where we stay, kind of how we budget into traveling, all of those things. Definitely want to do one about relationships and being single at 30 and what that feels like and looks like, and we just have so much to uncover, and we're learning, and it's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I'm excited.
You girl.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks for listening, and we out.